So we have two things to do this morning. The first one is I'll preach very briefly, and the second one then is to attend to the CMA appeal materials that are in your pew. In terms of the short homily, there's simply one word that ties up today's liturgy, and it's hope. In that opening prayer, we ask the Lord for that hope, that Christian grace that allows us to place our hope in the Lord, that helps us get through this life. Hope is that thing which we trust in, and we actually have, in a certain sense, our meaning, our refuge, our stability in life placed in. And our readings point to the fact that Christ is the one who secures that hope. In the book of Job, we hear Job lament that he will never see happiness again. Part of the reason is Job doesn't have the knowledge of Christ. He doesn't know the Redeemer. And so, for him, all the blessings of this world are all the blessings there are, and they have been taken away. Many people still live like this, even Christians. All the blessings of this world are all the blessings there are. And when they are lost, they themselves are struck, destitute of spirit, depressed, without hope. Paul says, no, I have been given a gift, a charge, a stewardship. I have heard the good news. I have had the gospel placed in my heart and on my soul, and for me to actually live in that hope, I have to give that to others. Woe to me if I do not preach it. Woe to me if I do not live it, because not living it is just the same as not having it. The person who says to them, I have hope in the Lord, but doesn't live in that hope, doesn't share that hope with others, in fact, probably doesn't have it. In our gospel, we see that Simon's mother-in-law has a fever. And of course, we have to remember that even a mild illness then could mean death. Life was tough, as Job reminds us, right? Life is a drudgery. We work like slaves, and then you die. That's basically Job's attitude. We see in the gospel Simon's mother with the fever. They immediately tell the Lord about her, and the Lord heals her and restores both purpose and hope to her life, and so she serves the Lord. Our gospel then today tells us, you hear the word preached, you live in the grace of Christ, live in that hope. Place your hope in the Lord. Place your meaning in the Lord. Secure your life in what the Lord promises, and live in that. So now we turn to the CMA. Each year, of course, they provide me a script. So, as was announced two weekends ago, the annual Catholic Ministries Appeal is beginning in every parish throughout the Archdiocese. And every pledge, no matter how great or small, for the Catholic Ministries Appeal, will matter greatly to our brothers and sisters whom we seek to serve. Your generosity will not only bless them, but you as well. And your generous response to this appeal is truly an act of faith and love as you help the needy and vulnerable right here in our Archdiocese. So what I would ask at this point is to please pass down the in-pew commitment envelopes and pencils from the end of the pew. On the front of the envelope, we would ask that you please print your name and indicate whether you have already made your pledge or are making a pledge today. I could probably preach the rest of the homily while they're filling those out. Of course, it wouldn't be about hope, it'd be about generosity, right? When you're you're finished with those, we ask that you just pass them down to the end of the pew. On behalf of Archbishop Schnur and all those who benefit from the ministries you support through the annual Catholic Ministries Appeal, I thank you. And of course, I thank you in a personal way because the seminary across the road, we receive from the Catholic Ministries Appeal about 22% of our budget. Our annual operating costs come from this appeal. And so what you give directly affects us, and we remind the guys of that every day. And we pray for our benefactors every day. And one of the ways we remind them of it is the fact that we feed them, right? So you have a hand in supporting what goes on over there and the priests that are being formed there. So I thank you for that personally.